I remember I had a job for like 2 days where I had to go to a law firm and just sit there and photocopy all day. I wanted to just rip my hair out.
Is that why you've got no hair
That's
now?
right. That's exactly right.
That's okay.
It was that day.
It's Monday.
Shh, be very, very quiet. It's Ginny. She's in her natural habitat. Yes, yeah, she's with someone, but who is she with? All we know for sure, it's Monday, and she's drinking a mocha. It must be Monday Mocha with Ginny Sarasvati.
Hello, my friends. It's the Ginny Show Monday Mocha podcast. Now, this podcast was put together with the intention of drinking copious amounts of coffee. No, I'm kidding. Well, it's partly true. I wanted to talk to different people from all around the world and drink coffee at the same time with them, or perhaps their coffee for them. But the reason why Monday Mocha podcast exists is because I realize a lot of people hate Mondays. That's why there's a saying called Monday-itis. Monday is the day where most people call in sick to work. Monday is the day that most deaths occur. Did you know that? And sadly, Monday is the day where suicide rates are at their highest. So this makes me really sad because I don't want anyone to be sad on a Monday or any day of the week. There was a time in my life that I hated Mondays, and it was when I worked at a corporate job, my last corporate job exactly. And what I hated about Mondays is I hated my job. I don't use the word hate at all nowadays because everything in my life I try to infuse with positivity and positive terms. But that job, I completely despised. I didn't like the work I had to do. I didn't like my boss. I didn't like my boss's boss. I'm not a violent person. And I think there were about three times in the day where I thought about punching my boss in the face. I've never been in a fight before, my friends, but these were the thoughts that were crossing my mind. And when I think back to those experiences, it just feels like such a long time ago because I'm a completely different person now. And so Monday Mocha is a podcast where I'll be chatting to different people from around the world who have created a life that they love. And I want to unpack the behaviors, the mindsets, the routines of how they got there and why they got there. This week, I'm having a Monday Mocha with John Virgolino. He's the CEO of his own IT consulting firm. One thing I particularly enjoyed about our conversation was that John mentioned why he got into IT consulting and why he formed his own firm. And that's because he wanted to help out the little guy. And he hasn't forgotten his intention or his why to date. So here he is, John Virgolino. So tell me, you're a CEO of a company that you have created and run yourself.
Sure.
You're very passionate about helping small to medium businesses out.
Yes.
So tell me, where did that come from, the urge or the passion to help them?
Well, I always knew I was going to start a business, but my approach was I wanted to learn first because I figured, let me get into the trenches and see how it's done, and then I'll figure it out, you know, what I want to do and how to be unique. I started off working at small companies and larger companies all the way up to Wall Street and was kind of just gaining knowledge and experience along the way. And it was really working on Wall Street and seeing how they did things. And it was pretty sophisticated, right, in terms of technology. And what I noticed is small businesses could not accomplish those things. They didn't have the resources. They didn't have the knowledge. They didn't have the money to be able to do the sophisticated stuff that bigger firms did. And I thought, that's not right. You know, smaller businesses should be able to accomplish that. They represent the majority of the businesses in this country. They should be able to achieve the same things and have that same competitive edge. So that was kind of my motivation. And as technology improved, costs became a little bit more amenable. And so it became a little bit easier to kind of strategize in that direction.
I was actually thinking when you said that as technology improved, I thought the resources would be further out of reach for smaller businesses. But has it been the opposite?
It has. I think the enterprise market has always grown. But over time, the vendors have started, you know, building products that are a little bit more affordable to the small business, especially in the security space. And I think they realize that there's a huge market.
Gotcha.
Huge market.
Gotcha.
So, but for me, what I want to do that's different, or what we've been trying to do, is to bring that enterprise level of support and service to the small business at the same level.
Great. Great. Well, let's go back to that in a little while, but I want to talk about your mindset for Monday. Now, the reason behind the Monday Mocha podcast is the majority of people live their life living for the weekend. They dread Mondays. They look forward to Saturday and Sunday, which means when you look at their entire life, they're only really living in the moment or living happily for not even a third, which is really sad for me. So I like to do this Monday Mocha podcast to talk to different people who have created a life for themselves that they love. And I love to get to know their mindset so this can help other people too. So, John, what's the first thing that you do when you get out of bed on a Monday?
I go to the bathroom.
You like to start empty. You gotta start empty yesterday's work. Okay, you go to the bathroom. Okay, anything else that you have?
So I'm trying to get into a regimen where I'm doing a little bit more taking care of myself because it's always been run, make sure I get out to the office, go see clients, go do what I got to do. I think that kind of, it runs you down and it's not healthy and you got to take care of yourself, right? So now I'm trying to, you know, go to the gym twice a week at least. I'm getting up earlier. So now what I'm doing is what, you know, a lot of CEOs do, right?
Yeah.
Which is you're getting up super early and you're going through your emails, you're tackling that stuff. So I do that too. You know, go to the gym, work out, get some, you know, get into my head a little bit and kind of plan things out. And I also plan for the day, you know, set the goals and figure out what I can accomplish because I have a tendency of trying to have a really long list that is impossible to accomplish.
Yeah.
So I learned that it's better to just to keep it to something that I can achieve because it feels a lot better when you're actually able to achieve something other than being at the end of the day and feeling you got nothing done. So yeah, so that's kind of my developing morning.
What's the best mattress for you? Well, if you're an egg or a kitten, check out the competition. But if you're a human person, put your body on a Nectar mattress. As well as award-winning layers of comfort, you can sleep easy knowing you got incredible value. Mattresses start at just $499, and you get hundreds of dollars in accessories thrown in, as well as a 365-night home trial and a forever warranty. Go to NectarSleep.com.
Routine.
So if we had to kind of go through a step-by-step routine, so you get up, you go to the bathroom, you walk the dog,
yeah.
You respond to your emails, so you kind
sure.
of, in a sense that I guess for me too, when I look at my emails, it gives you an idea of what's coming up for the day, what you need to do, sorts out your to-do list, then you go get some form of exercise in. Yep. So you've obviously had this CEO mentality of there's goals and there's processes and then there's hitting that goal.
Yes.
Is there like a mindset that you have to prepare for a Monday or prepare for your day?
Oh, I try to prepare over the weekend. So I'm a big fan of David Allen's GTD, Getting Things Done.
Oh, I haven't heard of that one. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so it's a method he's developed over the years, and now this is all he does. So the book is Getting Things Done. It's been around for, God, at least 20 years, I think. And he outlines a whole process for how to accomplish things and the mindset that you should have. There are fanatics out there who love GTD and just follow it to the letter.
Yeah.
I'm more of I like to take the pieces that work for me. But, you know, one of the main concepts that I love about it is that it's this concept of a loop where, you know, you're constantly thinking of the things that you have to accomplish, but you never get them done. So they keep coming back into your head. So it kind of stresses you out and it grinds at you until you get it done. Kind of like, oh, you're standing in the shower, like, oh, God, I got to get that done. And then you forget about it, right?
Yeah.
So he has this whole system of lists and things like that that you can use to constantly be on top of what needs to get done, both at a granular level every day and then a very high level as, you know, that 10,000-foot view. And the concept of getting something out of your head, I love that because something comes in and you got to get it done, or you know you have to get it done at some point, even if it's not right away, you have to put it on a list.
Absolutely.
But it's a list that you have to trust. And that's the key point, right? You have to trust that list. How many of us keep lists, post-it notes everywhere, yellow pads, whatever it may be, or electronic, and you never go back to it?
Yeah.
What the hell is the point of that list? Right?
You may as well not have a list, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah.
So that's what he said. So that's the key point is you have to trust that list. And that means that you have to constantly be reviewing it, whether it's daily, weekly, and so forth. So he has the concept of a weekly review where you're going through it. And he has steps that you go through. And He even has a list of words and trigger words that you can use to help you remember things that you need to put onto that list. So it's a whole system. It's really interesting. I recommend it to anybody who needs, who has a list generally that's super long of things to get done. And it takes work.
Yeah.
It takes work to, you know, to kind of get into that system. But so I do a weekly review every Saturday or Sunday. I sit down and I try and go through everything and set some goals and make sure that I'm not missing anything.
Yeah.
That's coming up.
You've obviously gotten into a habit of discipline to kind of create a routine for yourself, and you're always reassessing it, which
yeah,
is
yeah.
great. I'm just wondering, too, was there ever a time that you hated Mondays? And if you did, tell me why.
I'd have to search back really way far back.
Wow. You've because been living a life you love for a while.
I always loved working.
Yeah.
I was in high school, and I was working at a Newsday, which was a local newspaper. It's still around. And I applied for a full-time job there at the same time as applying for going to college.
Yeah.
Which, as you can imagine, my parents were thrilled. I didn't get the job, but I was still that was kind of my mindset. I always wanted to be working.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I ever not liked Monday. There was maybe a small time in there where I was a temp, you know?
Yeah.
I remember I had a job for like 2 days where I had to go to a law firm and just sit there and photocopy all day. I wanted to just rip my hair out.
Is that why you've got no hair now?
That's right. That's exactly right.
I've got to stop making hair jokes with you.
It was that day.
Yeah, it was that was a day that changed your life.
Exactly.
I've got to ask you too, John. One thing that I've found interviewing different people on this podcast is when I ask them this question of, was there ever a time that you hated Mondays?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say school. It seemed like it's, and I think where that actually comes from is not exactly school itself, but the fact that they didn't figure out what they wanted to do during school. It looks like you kind of had an idea of what you wanted to actually get a taste of in school. So it's kind of given you this life where you haven't dreaded Monday so much.
Yeah. I mean, I think that came later on in school.
Yeah. You hated school or that you kind of got your taste for things?
No, I was not a big fan of school.
Yeah.
I mean, I love learning.
Yeah.
But the whole social aspect of it and all of that stuff was not appealing to me at the time.
Yeah.
But I, like I said, I always knew that I wanted to have a business. So that was kind of the driving force.
What kind of gave you that idea that you wanted to have your own business? Did your parents have their own business, or did you see a business owner in action and you were like, I want that?
Yeah. At one point they did.
Right.
But they were always, you know, they always had a very good work ethic.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just felt right. Just kind of knew it.
Okay. I want to kind of step aside from how you form this mindset, and I want to talk about the people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So can you name the five people that you spend the most time with and describe each person with one word?
Okay. Wife.
Yeah.
I have to go with two words because she's also my business partner.
Yeah. Yes.
So, which gives people chills sometimes.
Yeah.
My son.
Yeah.
And probably after that, it's going to be my staff and my clients, honestly.
So how would you describe your wife/business partner, your son, and some of your staff and your bit? Like, what word would you use to describe each of them? And you can pick one word for each.
Well, for my wife, everything.
Yeah.
She's my everything.
Yeah.
You know, she's my rock. She's my inspiration. She's my guidepost.
Yeah.
You know, she's everything.
Yeah.
And, you know. She's my wife.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we try and do everything together. We, you know, we try and it's a journey and we're on it together.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of the challenges and so forth. So, and then of course we have a beautiful son.
Yeah.
And that's part of the journey. So,
yeah.
And he's everything to me too. Yeah. I mean,
he's quite the model.
I've seen the
post on social media. He's got the model slant going on. I'm like, okay.
He's got an instinct for it.
He does. He's very, very cute. And you've got your clients and your staff. So how would you describe them?
Loyal.
Yeah.
Loyal. Amazingly loyal. I mean, some of our clients we've had for 18 years.
Yeah.
Which, you know, a lot of people tell me it's unheard of, but that's kind of just, that's our thing. Like when I'm meeting somebody new and it's a potential client, you know, our approach is always we want a client for life. It's, we're not looking to get rich off of anybody. That's not the point.
No.
You know, the point is to build a relationship. you know, we want to be, you know, on the consulting side, we want to be, you know, your IT department, your support, whatever it is that you need that we're going to be able to add value. That's what we're looking to provide. And we want to do it long term, not just one engagement at a time. That's, you know, we'll do what we need to do to establish that relationship.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, but our clients are unbelievably loyal. And I'm so grateful for that because it just, it makes all the difference in the world.
I think from an entrepreneurial angle, you've touched on a very important note there of loyalty and the fact that you're not about looking at, okay, how much money can I make of this particular client? I think, excuse me, in terms of a long-term strategy, that's the strategy and the only strategy
Absolutely.
That works. And I think a lot of, and I'm saying this with love, a lot of new businesses these days, startups, aren't thinking that way. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, winners are winners, and if you don't win, you don't end up with much money. All right. So, John, can we talk about a moment in your life where you made a huge shift in the way that you think?
It's a big question.
Yeah, it is a big
question. It's a really big question. And
I mean, if it's too big for you, let's go back to something recent where you made the shift to, like, I need to really look after my health.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, that's certainly one, taking care of myself. But, you know, honestly, I think probably the biggest shift was having a child.
Yeah.
I mean, that really does change everything. I know it's cliche.
No, it's not.
You know, up until literally the very moment that he was born, my mindset hadn't changed at all.
Right.
And once he was there, it's just he instantly became the priority.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything that just seemed important before, it's not that it's not important. And it's not even that it's less important. It's just a different important. But everything's about him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Everything's about the family and him and making sure he's safe and that he's growing and that, you know, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that tempered me a little bit. But I don't know that it changed anything else. Like I'm not any less ambitious or I don't want to accomplish anything less. If anything more.
Yeah.
Because I want to leave him something.
That's a great, great answer. Have you ever been sent a friend request on Facebook that you didn't particularly like?
Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how do you... I love this question because for me, Facebook and social media is... I mean, there are arguments on how much it's affecting people's mindset and people's interaction. I get all of that and I acknowledge it's a part of the process. But why I like this question is when you get sent a friend request from someone you don't particularly like, I think it kind of how you respond to it, I think it amplifies to a sense how you deal with people you don't like in person.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Very true. Yeah. I am not a huge fan of Facebook, but nonetheless.
Yeah. Yes.
It is a reality.
Yeah.
So I ponder.
So do you kind of leave it there?
I leave it there.
Right.
And it depends on who they are.
Yeah.
You know, if it's somebody that's kind of related to, you know, the family in a way.
Right.
Or it's a friend of Michelle's or, you know, whatever it may be, then that's, you know, that might be a different story.
Right. You kind of have to add them if they're a friend of Michelle's,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, kind of.
Gosh.
Kind of, or she does it for me. Yeah.
Like, honey, I added someone for you. Right. Okay.
But if it's somebody like from my past or something like that, that,
yeah,
you know, I haven't talked to in a while and I'm kind of on the fence about it.
Yeah.
I'll hold on to it for a little while. And a little while, I mean like 6 months.
Got it. And eventually it just goes away.
Well, but then I feel bad.
Yeah. Oh.
And, you know,
yeah,
it's just like, am I being rude?
Yeah.
And so probably what ends up more often than not happening is I'll just accept a friend request, but I just won't engage.
Fair enough.
You know?
Fair enough.
It's kind of like being in a room. You can't control who's in there.
No.
I probably end up talking to them anyway.
You're like, hello, I'm John.
Exactly. So.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Do you have a mantra or affirmation you stick to every day?
Every day. Yeah. I learn, therefore I am.
Ooh, I like that one. Where did you find that?
I don't know that I found it anywhere.
Confucius? Or
Confucius.
Did you make that up?
It's just, I like the saying overall, you know.
Yeah.
You know, blank line, therefore I am. So,
yeah.
Yeah, to me, it's all about learning, you know, every day learning something new, or whether it's something technical or some kind of behavior or something about somebody else.
Yeah.
That's how we grow and evolve.
I think a great way of learning is conversation. That's why I love podcasting, because I think it's the best way to learn about anything. And one thing I've learned coming to New York is there's all these statements out there that say, all, insert blank, are like this. And I'm like, well, that's automatically incorrect because you can't say all of one particular race.
Oh, no.
Job you can't say that. No. But when people say that, I kind of like, I think there's so much incorrectness in your statement there, but I'm not here to correct you. A conversation can really change.
Especially in New York. I mean,
I know.
It's such a diverse place.
What I love about New York is there's so many different subcultures and cultures and nationalities, and we all live around each other quite harmoniously. It's amazing. To a lighter question, John.
Uh-huh.
Do you take your phone to the bathroom with you?
Of course I do.
Now, where do you draw the line of phone use?
There is no line.
You have your 8 a.m. conference call in the bathroom?
Okay. All right, yeah. Maybe that's, all right, fine. Fair enough. That's the line.
That's a line. Okay, so you'll do everything from email, text, anything textual.
Absolutely.
But nothing voice related.
Yeah, no, not usually.
Right, right.
It'd have to be
WhatsApp voice messages.
No.
No, 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 none of that.
No.
Fantastic, John. Well, to wrap up, John, just tell me, if you have any advice for anyone to approach their Mondays or change their ways of Mondays, what would it be?
Find what you love and do what you love. Honestly, it's not worth wasting your time on anything else.
Absolutely.
And I know that could be hard sometimes.
Yeah.
But you have to go out and find it because it's just, there's no other way.
Monday Mocha with Ginny Sarasvati.
The Scrabble Go Guide to Learning New Words. Quizzical, your dad's face when he hasn't got enough vowels. Skeptical, your mom's face when you try to say small is a word. Belligerent, how your brother feels when he doesn't win. Vocabulary, what you all build when you play Scrabble Go together. Everyone's a winner with Scrabble Go, the fun brain training game you can play with family and friends wherever you are. Available on Android and iOS. Download Scrabble Go today.